There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 044-23-1010 or text 4001.
This is a part of the show where we like to get you involved in the conversation. You can do that by texting or calling those numbers, or you can use the free ERN app to do it as well. Lovely to hear from you between 1 and 2 o'clock throughout the show, really. But we're talking today about your travel uniform. Do you have one? And does it matter what you wear to fly, Mark Lloyd?
It certainly does. I have to be uber comfortable. I cannot be doing it. I couldn't. You know, I see guys getting off in a three-piece suit. Much as I love suits, I couldn't travel in a suit. Not on your Nelly. So I always.
Where have you been sitting? I've never seen anyone in a suit.
Business class. Some guys wear suits, don't they? You know.
You've been in there.
Business people going for meetings.
What are you doing in there? In your comfy clothes?
Sometimes I get an upgrade. You know, they know who I am. They see the hair and think, oh, that's the guy from the radio. But no, I like to wear jogging pants. I like to wear a t-shirt, preferably a Hard Rock Cafe one, and I also...
Why does it have to be a Hard Rock Cafe one?
I don't know, I just feel comfortable in them. They're very soft.
Yeah.
They're very soft. And I have to have either a denim jacket, a leather jacket, or a kind of long Kanye West-style jumper. Because I do get cold on flights, and if I don't have one of those, I'm in a mess. So that is my uniform, and it's the same every time I fly. Oh, and training shoes, of course.
Yeah, trainers. Yeah. Trainers. Yeah.
With
it?
Socks, not without socks.
Without socks, it can be very cold.
Why is Truthy looking at me like that? Don't you wear socks with trainers?
Who doesn't wear socks?
Well, I've seen people.
I sometimes don't wear socks. I'm not a sock person, really.
Stinky feet.
Doesn't matter. Just wash them.
I know. They get really hot quick, don't they? Yeah.
I don't think I have a particular uniform. I think it depends on where I'm actually going. Like, where I'm going to be getting off the plane is what I like to think about when I wear something.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Because if you're wearing your comfy stuff, you couldn't go straight to a dinner at a cool place, could you?
I never do that anyway.
What do you normally
do? I'm just not in the in crowd that obviously gets invited to that. I don't know. When I travel, it's usually, if it's Philippines, which I kind of call home now, then it's somebody hopefully picking me up at the airport and whisking me off to my house. If it's a press trip, then maybe that's a bit different. But usually you get taken to your hotel first.
What about Seoul? When you went to Seoul?
When I went where?
Seoul.
Seoul?
Hmm.
Where's Seoul?
Didn't you go to Seoul?
Seoul. Oh, Seoul. I thought you were saying salt. Seoul. Yeah, when I travelled to Seoul, I probably travelled in my usual outfit because it was pretty warm in the Philippines at the time. So it would be t-shirt, joggers and my jumper for when it gets cold on the plane. And then we were straight off into a car that picked us up and off to the hotel.
So straight to the hotel. No going straight out from the airport.
Oh, I never do that.
Crazy business.
That's for people like you that are a lot younger than I am now. I like to settle in my hotel and get my surroundings.
What about you, Shruti? Have you got a travel outfit?
Yeah, it's normally leggings, a baggy t-shirt or a jumper of some sort. Yeah.
Leggings can get quite tight around the ankles as your ankles swell on the plane, don't you find?
No, because I have like really weirdly skinny legs, so no matter what I wear, they're always loose.
You don't get that thing where your ankles get a little bit bigger on the plane?
No, because I keep rotating. You know the exercises that they show on the planes?
You do that?
I do
you
that.
You do them, do you?
Yeah, and I drink a lot of water, so I'm good.
Well, the perfect travel outfit for women has been named by a travel writer called Kristen Arneson. Any guesses on what that could be, you two?
The perfect travel outfit for women.
For women.
For women. Mm. I think I'm going to go down Shruti's route and say, what was it? Not leg warmers, was it?
Leggings.
Leggings. Mm. Leggings and a really baggy t-shirt. I can't think of anything more comfortable than that.
Okay, Shruti?
Yeah, it's just stretchy clothes that you can just relax in and sit however you like, because obviously you don't have a lot of leg space, so, you know, you need to squeeze in as you can. Comfy clothes, I'd say.
Anyone got any thoughts on what this could be, the best travel outfit for women?
Definitely not a skirt. I would wear a pants all the time if I'm traveling, and I would carry extra comfortable clothes in my carry-on, so if anything happens to my clothes that I'm wearing, I have extra set of clothes.
Jeans and a sweater?
A cardigan, for sure, because you never know how cold or hot it's going to be in different areas which you'll be traveling through. Personally, I always prefer wearing leggings or track pants, because those are definitely far more comfortable than, you know, a tight pair of jeans or a dress.
Something extremely comfortable and loose fitting, like not tight. So, I mean, occasionally I'll always go to a pair of jeans or something and a comfortable top, or maybe outfits you work out in. That sounds really wrong, but it's just, it's comfortable, and you wear your trainers and you're done.
I like loose, like light pants usually. By pants, I mean trousers. And things that have good pockets, and pockets that are not, like, that you can close so that people can't put their hands in their pockets and grab your stuff.
Pockets? I never thought of that.
Pockets?
Yeah.
They're so necessary when you're traveling, pockets.
Yeah, definitely. Unless you've got one of your little bags that you put your passport in and everything.
Little bum bag.
Yeah.
Fanny pack, the Americans call them.
Yeah, I know. Remember, we got a couple of those, didn't we, last year?
We did. Zara
treated us.
Oh, yeah. Treated? Are you kidding me? Do you know what she did, Shruti? She bought us fanny packs, and mine was nude. Can you think of anything worse?
You know, you can get those now. I've seen a new trend, especially for men.
Yeah.
And the design, like a belly.
Yeah, dad like bod.
Yeah, yeah, so it's these big bellies sticking out the front of
your
stomach.
Hairy as well.
I know, it's horrible, isn't it?
Do you know the way you're meant to wear them now, though, if you're down with the kids? You know about this. You don't wear them around the belly anymore.
Oh.
You wear them across your shoulder. Mm. Like a shoulder bag.
Like a bullet thing.
Yeah. That's how you're going to be wearing your bum bags now, guys.
Is it?
So, a perfect travel outfit for women has been named by a travel writer called Kristen Arneson. Any guesses on what that could be? And do you have a travel uniform when you get on a plane?
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Yeah, get involved in the conversation. Today we're talking about your travel uniform. Do you have one? And does it matter what you wear when you fly? The perfect travel outfit for women has been named by a travel writer called Kristen Arneson. Any guesses on what it could be?
Yeah, let us know if you can guess what it could be. It surprised me. It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Is it not?
No, because I always travel in a onesie. I don't actually, but I do sometimes think about that when I'm on a plane. I think, oh, if I was in a onesie now, just put my knees up, super comfortable.
What about when you need to go to the toilet?
Got a flap normally in the back.
But I mean, sometimes I've seen women looking really sharp in a business suit and heels, traveling in that. I mean, mind you, these days you can change into a pair of pajamas, can't you? And then put your other stuff back on later on.
I don't see many people doing that in economy. In business, but I don't see that happening much in economy. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
But you've also got to get past that thing of getting into the little tiny toilet, being able to get changed in there without letting any of your clothes touch the floor.
Because it's,
you know what
Could
I mean?
Could be a bit wet on the floor,
And you take your shoes off. You don't want your feet on the floor. Yeah, it's
not
a
good idea, is it? Maybe they should have a little room. I know they're tight for space and they want to make every
center.
Yeah, changing room. Can you imagine the queue, not only for the bathroom, but a queue for the changing room as well?
Yeah, no wet stuff in this changing room, please. So does what you wear on a plane really matter?
I think it depends, to be honest. I know that specifically in first and business class, you do have to dress up a little bit to suit the environment that you're in. But I think the rest of the time it doesn't matter, no.
I believe if you're flying business class, you kind of have to look the part. But for me, I have certain pairs of sweatpants that are like my favorite travel pants. They're just the comfiest and, the easiest to carry the stuff that you need in. So,
I mean, I wouldn't really care about what others are wearing. But personally, yes, it matters, because for me, comfort is number one. So, as I just said, I would always carry clothes which are, you know, loose and comfortable, and I will always make sure that I have a cardigan or a shawl or something on the side in case it's too cold.
No, it doesn't matter. Honestly, I don't care how I look on the plane, as long as I'm comfortable.
If you're expecting an upgrade, most definitely. But if not, and you know that it's a full flight and you ain't getting that upgrade, then yeah, wear what you like.
So, are we saying that what you wear could affect you getting an upgrade? If you're really slick in a business suit, then you're more likely.
I think we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I don't know, because everyone who gets on wearing all of these fancy clothes, they get changed the minute they get on into their little sleep suits and stuff.
Yeah, because they don't want to crease them, because they're probably going straight to a business meeting when they arrive at their destination.
So that's a little bit ridiculous, isn't it, that they would get the upgrades?
Kind of.
You could save on the sleep suit if you just gave it to the people already wearing jog pants.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know, what is your travel uniform today, 4001?
A comfortable pair of trousers or leggings, comfortable shoes, very important, and a shawl or cardigan.
I don't have a uniform. I can say I wear gym clothes because they're very comfortable.
Always, I'm always comfort, like, because normally it's a long haul flight. You're looking at 7 hours plus. So, yeah, either open shoes so you know your feet can breathe, and you know you're always doing that thing like, who really does the stuff that they tell you where you're supposed to walk up and down the plane and everything, and make sure, you know, you're always keeping your circulation moving. Nobody does that. So the idea of staying extremely comfortable so everything can circulate properly, then yeah,
I'd say probably leggings and probably a really baggy top or a sweater, so that I'm very comfortable on the fly, because I usually fly economy.
You know what? Whenever I used to go to the airport back in Newcastle, which is where I'm from in the northeast of England, you'd see people coming back from places like Tenerife or Mallorca, and they would get off the plane and they'd be wearing the tiniest clothes and high heels and things, like hot pants. I'm talking hot pants. And I would look at them and think, yes, you've got a tan, but you must be freezing.
But they've only just nipped out. I mean, it's not that far a flight, is it? You know, it's, what, a couple of hours? So they've come from a nice warm climate. They've got a great tan. They want to show that suntan off as soon as they walk out the airport.
You know. It's always freezing, though. Always freezing when you get back to Newcastle, no matter what time of year.
Isn't there this thing where Newcastle girls are very... immune to the cold weather. I've heard that before. that girls in Newcastle, you know, will go out on a Saturday night, and even if it's minus whatever and it's freezing and all the guys are wrapped up, they'll still have, you know, very few clothes on.
I don't know why they do that. I have done that in the past as a younger person.
Yeah, see?
But it's not in our blood. Like, we still freeze. Yeah, and look at me now with the aircon. I can't take it, can
I? You do it, don't you?
I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. I can reveal that the best travel outfit for women, as hailed by travel writer Kirsten Arneson, is a midi-length, oversized dress in black with three-quarter-length sleeves and a high neck. Now, it's made of cotton, this dress, with just the right amount of synthetic to give it a little bit of swing but prevent the wrinkles.
Okay, now, Kristen says that you can dress it up with nice shoes and whatever cool necklace strikes your fancy. She personally loves a gold long tassel, or you can dress it down with sneakers and an army jacket.
Also, this is quite a big, important fact. It's light enough for arrivals in warmer destinations, but it's thin enough that you can layer it up if you're going somewhere cold.
You can put something else
on top. Yeah,
good idea. She even goes as far as saying that you don't have to wear anything underneath. It's long enough to get up the plane steps without embarrassment. The modest cut works well if you have a stopover in a more conservative country.
And finally, because it's a dress, it goes a long way to making you feel like you're ready to hit the ground running. You know, when you get to your next place, you don't have to do a Mark Lloyd. You don't have to get straight to the hotel under cover of darkness and get
unpack
changed.
Unpack all your stuff.
Yeah, you could just go straight out. And you're photo-worthy already.
Yeah, I can see the plus points in that.
So it's not for you, Mark, because this is the ladies' best outfit for travelling.
Right.
But could this be your new travel uniform, ladies?
No, I don't know, because sometimes with dresses, I just feel like you kind of sweat, you know? And it's like, and your legs, if you're having to run through the airport and stuff, it's not a good feeling all the time. At least with your trousers, you got that buffer zone and your legs aren't going to rub together and stuff. Yeah, no, that's the sounds of it's not very appealing to me.
Personally, I would never wear a skirt on plane.
No, because I'm never comfortable in dresses while traveling. So for me, it's always my legs have to be covered and I have to be like all bundled up and to watch my movie on the plane. So yeah, no dresses for me.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm such a dress girl. I love dresses. They're so much easier to wear than anything else. And if a dress that doesn't wrinkle and it keeps you cool and comfortable, give it to me now. I love it.
I think I could definitely take a dress like that with me on holiday. Anything that doesn't wrinkle is more than welcome to join me in my travels and in my suitcase. However, I don't think it would be very comfortable to wear a dress walking through airports or just sitting on an airplane, simply because sometimes I like to lie down, or, you know, you just want to feel relaxed and not have to worry about being ladylike.
Not being ladylike. I mean, does that come into it? I mean, do you still kind of, you know, consider the way that you actually look to other people when you're on a flight?
Yeah, I think you do. When you go on holiday, it's like you've just had your hair done and you've probably done your nails and stuff. So you want to feel nice, don't you, when you're heading off on your holidays?
No, I don't care. I go in the most comfortable, the grungiest way I can go, because it's going to be a long haul. I've not got business class, you know. I need to be as comfortable as I can.
I think this dress sounds well comfortable. Would you be up for this?
No, not a dress.
But it's really baggy and it's like below the knee and it's lovely fabric.
No, I struggle to sit like a woman, so I would struggle to sit in a dress.
Well, I'm all for this. It's called the Monkey Dress. I've never heard of that brand until this morning. How much would you be prepared to pay for this, guys? How much do you think it is?
Well, it sounds like quite a classy outfit. I'd go for, I think it's going to be in the 300 dirham bracket.
Shoot.
I would say about 200, a bit less, like 150, 200.
I wouldn't go more than 100 dirhams, like, yeah, so 80 to 90 dirhams, but then who can find a dress really at that price?
250 dirhams?
It sounds good in terms of the fact that, you know, you don't have to iron it, and so maybe it's a good dress to pack and when you reach your destination and you can wear it, you know, when you can't figure out what else to wear. So from that perspective, I would be willing to pay, say, 100, 150 dirhams maximum.
I would pay 150 dirhams.
It depends how pretty it is, really. I'd say 300 dirhams, maybe, 350.
It'd well, be really pretty then, wouldn't it? Eh?
Some of them are going to be quite chuffed. It is 108 dirhams.
Oh, that's much better than I would think twice.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's pretty reasonable. I wouldn't mind paying that amount. If it's, you know, it's a nice design, if it looks good, then why not?
For a black dress, that's not bad. Yeah, but I wouldn't use it as a travel dress.
108 dirhams! I want them in every colour.
Oh, yeah, I would get two.
It's only in black,
yeah,
unfortunately.
They've gone down very well with our colleagues.
Yeah, we have put a link to where you can see this dress on our Facebook page today, haven't we, Shoots?
The photo's up on Facebook and Twitter.
Wonderful stuff. Go find us on there if you'd like to have a little look at this travel dress. I think I'm going to get one. I'm going to do it for 100 dirhams. It's the worst that can happen. Although I do wonder, you know when you buy something that's meant to be baggy, what size are you meant to get it?
A size smaller than you really are.
Smaller?
Really?
Yeah.
But then it's going to be tight.
Yeah.
No. No, because if it's baggy already, like I normally wear medium, but if it's baggy, I'll get a small, because then it'll be like properly baggy. Otherwise, if I get a large, I'd probably be drowning in it and look like a potato.
So why don't you get a medium baggy?
Yeah. Well, that'd be too big.
I don't know.
I'm not working this out at all.
No, I'm not working that out either. That math seems off to me. Shoot. So what do you think, Ticket, as a travel uniform? Do you have one? And what is it, 4001?
Your thoughts next. Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. We're talking about the perfect travel outfit.
Yeah, I'm loving this monkey dress. It's spelled M-O-N-K-I, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you would pronounce monkey. Monkey.
Mm. Yeah.
I really like it. 108 dirhams, falls just below the knee. Quite flattering, I think, for everyone.
Yeah. A bit low for me. I usually wear them a bit higher.
3/4 length sleeves, which always make you feel a bit safe, I think, and a high neck as well. You can dress it up, you can dress it down, you can layer on top of it. It's cool enough if you go to a hot place.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Head over to our Facebook page. We have no shares in this company, I should just say that. But I just like the look of it, and I like that they're calling it the perfect travel dress for ladies. Travel uniform, do you have one? Had a few text messages coming in, haven't we?
Yeah, Adil says, I've seen some absolute clangers on flights.
Great way to put it.
Guys with sunglasses on mid-flight. Oh, that must have been me. The Bluetooth earpiece. I don't have one of them.
On a flight?
And one guy sat next to me with a suit and tie and a cap. Is he talking a baseball cap, though? That'd look a bit odd, wouldn't it? Suit, tie, baseball cap?
I don't know.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from there, Adil. I don't like the sound of that. Another listener says, jeans and T-shirt, period. Are jeans that comfortable to travel in?
I don't think so.
No.
I swell up in jeans. They're always tighter when I get off the plane than when I get on. And if it's cold, your jeans can get cold and make your legs cold.
Kevin, he wants to see his fellow female travellers, the perfect outfit for women travelling. A-line dress, heels and ringlets.
Ooh. Oh, Kevin.
Wow.
Yeah, that's high bar to set for us. Here's another question for you guys this afternoon. As we are on the topic of what to wear to the airport, Do you still believe that by turning up at check-in, looking smart, you're more likely to get an upgrade? Do you think you are?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I don't.
I think so. What does it go on then?
Well, whenever I have got an upgrade, and it's probably happened to me twice in my life, I have not been smart.
Yeah.
Normally, it's been down to I'm travelling alone, and they've got one seat.
I suppose that, you know, I might go back on that, actually. I mean, if somebody turns up at the gate and they've got a beautiful suit on, they probably think they're travelling business already, won't they?
Well, they'll know when they get their ticket.
Yeah.
And then they could go, oh, that's a nice suit. I've got a chance to upgrade someone.
Yeah.
I don't think they upgrade people for nothing anymore.
Yeah, I think you either, they give priority to if you're a frequent flyer and to you. So that goes in your favour. So it doesn't really matter what you're wearing. If you're a frequent flyer, chances are you will get upgraded.
But a frequent flyer in a suit?
Yeah, if you've got two frequent flyers and one is dressed more smart than the other, does that then make a difference?
Mm. I think then it'll be points. Who's got more points?
In
the frequent flyer miles, yeah.
So you don't think it matters how you turn up?
No.
When it comes to getting an upgrade?
Mm-mm.
All right, let's see what everyone else thinks.
I guess it's possible. I never really thought about it because I never dress nicely when I travel and I also never get upgraded. So it's possible. Maybe I'll try it next time.
You know what? I've tried everything and nothing's worked. I've looked floppy and I've looked super smart, all dressed up, but I've never been upgraded. So I don't think it matters. And also my husband, once he was traveling in like the most like horrendous outfit ever, like really like loose pair of shorts and flip-flops, and he was upgraded. So I don't think it matters at all.
Definitely. Yeah. It never happened to me because I always wear gym clothes. So actually next time I'll try wearing nice clothes. Let's see what happens.
Yes, but you have to be on your own. I think if I was with my kids and my husband, they'd take one look at them and be like, yeah, no, you're not getting upgraded, honey. And I'd just be still in cattle class.
Yes, absolutely. I think it puts you ahead of those that maybe don't put the extra effort in.
Interesting,
wow.
That, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people believe that myth that you'll get an upgrade if you dress nice. If you've got anyone listening from an airline, is there any truth in that?
Yeah, I wonder what the guidelines are. You know, I wonder what upper management tells them, you know, when it comes, if there are upgrades available, what the criteria is to get it. That'd be interesting to know, wouldn't it?
I just think it's black and white and it's not even to do with the person in front of you.
So it's a lottery.
It's
just like almost like a lottery.
Yeah, you know? I reckon.
A random name.
Like
pick
think.
Out a random name.
Yeah. If you've ever been lucky enough to get an upgrade, or if you fly in business class already, have you ever been given a sleep suit? Have you had that experience?
Yeah, once. My dad upgraded me to first, and I was flying to Australia on Etihad.
Hang on, it's first in front of business?
Yeah. It's the one that's right after the cockpit. So I had like a little, a pod almost, like the doors closed and everything.
I think you're in front of the cockpit, aren't you?
No, I'll be out of the plane then. Yeah, it was the once in a lifetime experience, and I got a pair of pajamas, and I remember putting them on and absolutely regretting it because it was so difficult to get undressed and then put something else on and then have to take it off again when you land and change back into your regular clothes.
Oh, do you think so? I love them. Absolutely.
So you use them, do you?
Yeah, every single time. In fact, I will be changed in my sleep suit before the plane takes off.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get to keep them?
Well, this is the thing.
You walk off in them.
I've taken a couple. And I've got some
at home.
Oh,
that's a surprise.
And I thought about this because last night I was sitting on the couch and I have this one pair that I don't know where they came from because I've never ever been on British Airways first class. But these are first class pyjamas and I think I must have got them as a free gift from someone.
Yeah.
And they're just navy blue pajamas and they say first class on them. And I cannot bring myself to get rid of them because they say first class. So I wear them as pajamas around the house all the time. So I think people take the sleep suits.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember going on a press trip once and it was a long haul one over to the United States. And, you know, they were dishing out these pajamas. I took the pajamas and never actually worn them before. But anyway,
you put them on the flight?
No, wait. I was sat in the chair and then I saw coming out of the bathroom quite a famous TV presenter who works for CNN.
And where is this going?
And I thought he looks a bit of a wally in these pajamas. So I thought, no, I'm not going to bother. If that's how you look, I'm not going to bother with them. I thought he looked a bit.
But once you're back in your seat, no one sees you and it's comfortable.
True, you don't, do you? But you still got to do that walk of shame from the bathroom to the seat, haven't you, in these pyjamas.
Oh, you are cutting your nose off to
maybe
fight
if it. Maybe if it had looked really cool and really slick, then I'd have had a different, you know, outlook on it.
Hey, let us know if you've ever been lucky enough to be in business class and you've been given a sleep suit. Do you put it on?
I think I'd be more enthralled by the seat and the space. I have seen the pyjamas, like people post them on social media and stuff, and I kind of find it a little bit odd because I would probably feel more comfortable taking my own pyjamas rather than wearing pyjamas given to me.
I don't think so. No. I mean, I'm comfortable in my gym clothes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going, like, if I was upgraded to business class and if I got, you know, all those accessories and the pyjamas, definitely I'll make the most of my experience.
No, that would be too much effort to change on an airplane, so I wouldn't. And I usually also am already wearing comfy clothes, so it's just not needed.
I've never been lucky enough to fly business, so I would appreciate it if I could maybe put on the pyjamas. But all jokes aside, no, I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't.
I'm feeling sorry for Vasti now. Never had that opportunity, yeah. Eh?
And she is the most smartly dressed one of us all. You've got to say that.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, you know what is worth trying? And I would give this a go next time I'm on a flight, because it has happened to me before. When you are in economy, if it's quiet in there, then you can say to them, if it's a nighttime flight, do you have any spare sleep suits from the front?
Yeah.
And you can get pyjamas back in economy, which gives you a little taste of what it's like to be in business.
Right. Let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Theo joining us. Theo, you've been upgraded. Was it kind of the way you were dressed, do you think, that had anything to do with it?
Hi, Mark. No, actually, it was flip-flops and board shorts, so no, I've turned up in my suit before for work purposes and I've never got upgraded, so yeah, I was dressed down and I got upgraded, so yeah.
Oh, and where do you stand on the sleep suit? Do you put it on, Theo?
Me being a bit bigger frame, no, it won't fit me. Even the larger size won't fit me, so I usually keep it, and then I've given it to my wife and she quite enjoys it because the AC in our house is fairly low, so she gets cold quite often, so yeah.
Do you have a standard outfit that you like to travel in, Theo?
As comfortable as possible, Mark. Flip-flops and shorts. As comfortable as possible. A t-shirt. I don't like being constricted.
Theo, when you say flip-flops, I just imagine your little toes turning blue and falling up in the air.
It can get a bit chilly, can't it?
No, I do tend to throw the old the blanket over myself halfway through the flight, so no, that's fine.
Last question for you, Theo. So much work goes into thinking up the right design for those little freebie packs that we get. Even in economy, they put a lot of thought into that. Is there anything free, like either the eye patches or the earplugs or the socks or the toothbrush, that you actually use, and do you take any of it with you when you get off?
None whatsoever. No, I leave it. I find no use for any of them, no.
Oof. Yeah, no. Good job you're not married to my wife. I get in trouble if I don't bring one of them back. She said, don't bother coming in. I've got to bring, you know, the toiletries bags. I've got to take them back. Yeah.
Theo, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Theo.
Yeah. Do you use any of the stuff that they put all that thought into? I don't. The odd time I'll use the eye patches, that's it.
Oh, no. I always take them with me.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And I love seeing how different they are on different flights. And I collect all of them. I still have tons at home. And sometimes I know when my family members have flown business class, they have even cooler treats. They get like creams and fragrances. It's really awesome depending on the airline.
Perhaps have only used one of them once on an airplane. I definitely take them with me, and I have a whole collection of them at my house, which maybe I should start getting rid of.
Yes, I use the toothbrush, I use the creams, I use the face wash if they have it, especially on long-haul flights. It's useful to have those products. And I also take it along because I know for a fact that most airlines would just throw it away, and I think it's a total waste for the environment. Some of the pouches these come in are really nice and well-designed, so I reuse those as well. So, yeah, I'm all for recycling.
When I was little, yes, I would use stuff out of the pouch. I'd wear the eye mask, and, yeah, it was a bit of fun and novelty. My dad collected them, And he still has some from like the 70s and the 80s, okay? These pouches are probably collector's items for airlines that probably don't exist anymore, which is kind of epic, really. But for me, yeah, if there's some nice creams or something, I probably take those. But unless the pouch is extremely appealing and I can use it for makeup, yeah, I'd probably slip it in my bag. Otherwise, I'd be like, no, it's just one extra thing I've got to worry about. So it's staying on the plane.
Yes, I take them with me all the time. I would keep them in case I'm traveling again or if I need anything in it. Yeah, I would use them, yeah.
A real mixed bag. Do you know what? I saw Mark's face light up when Serena was talking about her dad keeping ones from the 80s. Suddenly, he's like, oh, could there be a new collection in my life?
He's got a collection, hasn't he? I hope my wife isn't listening, and she isn't normally, that she's actually given them away as Christmas presents. Get a load of that one, eh?
I'm so glad I'm not on the list.
Yeah, right. Imagine receiving one of those as a gift, Christmas present.
You shouldn't worry whether she's listening. You should worry whether any of her friends
that's
are listening.
True, yeah, that have received them. Yeah.
Wowzers. Can anyone beat that?
I know. If you get one of those coming up festive season, you'll know it's from me.
And we're moving on. However, do keep your thoughts coming in on this. Getting an upgrade. Have you got any tips on how to do it? Do you keep any of the freebies that you get when you get on the plane, whether it is in economy or it is in business? Do you give them away as Christmas presents? Hey, your next anniversary. You do so many press trips.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine the next one? And that's another thing I've got to admit to as well. I have been known to ask people, will you be taking your little pouch with you? Because they've not opened it and they've ignored it. So I've popped up, excuse me, are you taking your pouch? Because if not, my wife loves them. I've done that.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.